Ephesians chapter 4, we come this week finally as we're back in Ephesians together to verse 15. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15, these are God's words. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. Now you'll notice that the text that we have for this afternoon starts with a but. And so the word is what we call an adversative. It draws a contrast between two things. And the contrast between what happens when we follow verse 15, the thing that is contrasted with that, is what we see in verse 15. That we should no longer be children, but truthing in love. I think I've mentioned before that the word truth here is actually the noun is being used as a verb. It's been turned into a verb and conjugated as if it were one. So we should no longer be children, but truthing in love. That we should no longer be tossed to and fro, but truthing in love. That we should no longer be carried about with every wind of doctrine, but truthing in love. That we should no longer be carried about by it with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but truthing in love. I think many of us have heard this verse spoken with the emphasis on in love. You are in a situation where somebody needs to hear some truth, and you start saying it, and they don't feel very loved by your telling them the truth. You need to speak the truth in love. Now, some of us do need to hear that. We are not very loving. In fact, in our flesh, we are not loving at all. And any love that is in us is from Christ, as we're especially going to see in the second half of this chapter and going into chapter 5, that we are imitating God our Father with one another, and that we are imitating Christ, the original, only begotten, eternally beloved child, as we love one another, as we forgive one another, as we walk in love with one another. And so love is set over against trickery and craftiness and deceitful plotting. But the point is that what love does is it truths. And this does mean speaking the truth with one another, but it means a lot more than that. It means seeking the truth from Christ with one another. It means receiving Christ's truth with one another. It means being instructable and correctable and maturable. Because the idea is that we would come to the unity of the faith, to the knowledge of the Son of God, verse 13, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And how do we come to those things? Verse 11 and 12, by the gifts that the risen, ascended, victorious Lord Jesus has given to his church. And those gifts especially focused on communicating and applying his truth. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastor, teachers. And so it should not be surprising to us that when we love one another, what we do with one another is truth one another. That we learn together and we grow in and are shaped by what we learn. That when we speak with one another, we speak the truth together. And that as each of us is working on killing sin and resolve after new obedience, living in Christ as a living sacrifice and love and thanksgiving and obedience unto God, that as we do this alongside one another, as iron sharpens iron, so one man's face sharpens the other's before God. If we had come across that in our Proverbs leading up to the Theology of Faces sermon, we certainly would have had that one. But that's part of what it means to truth in love, that we pursue truth together, because God has given us, who are forgetful of the fact that we are before the face of God, brothers and sisters to walk along with. And you all know this, that when we're not walking and thinking and acting according to the truth so well, and suddenly a brother shows up or suddenly a sister shows up, that helps us, doesn't it? Because we care about what they think of us, which is sometimes a little bit fleshly, but also because we don't want to cause them to stumble and reinforce their flesh, but we want to be used of God to help them walk with the Lord according to the truth of his word. And so what love does is it truths. And that shouldn't be surprising, that when I love you and when you love me, when we love one another, we truth together in love, because that's what he who is love has done. That the Lord Jesus, as was described to us several weeks ago now, but just a few verses ago in the actual letter, when he ascended on high and gave gifts, he gave gifts who were men who bore his truth to be spoken, to be written, to be taught and applied, and in which to be led. And so we're imitating Christ's love. We're not letting the world define for us what is loving. We're not even allowing what my brother or sister says makes them feel more loved. Because often when we need to be truthed in some of the more unpleasant ways, we'll say, that doesn't feel very loving. But sometimes, as God works in us by his Spirit and conforms our hearts to the mind of God and his word, we'll say, let the righteous man rebuke me. It's like oil on my head. It's like a kiss. It's like an embrace. And we'll be thankful to be truthed and to walk along with brothers in the truth. So there's where truthing comes from. It comes from love. And what kind of love? Love that has its origin in Christ and its example from Christ. But truthing in love, but there's also the result, the outcome, the goal. What are we looking for? Well, truthing comes from Christ, but its goal is also to build us up into Christ. But truthing in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. And do you want to grow in Christ? That is another way of asking the question, isn't it? Are you a Christian? Because if someone does not want to grow in Christ, how can they assure themselves that they have the love or life of Christ in them? And it is one great evidence if you find someone that their desire is to grow in Christ. And what they mean by that is to grow according to his word, into his likeness by his grace. Growing up into the head who is Christ. There's nobody who genuinely wants that except a Christian. And so I ask you again, do you want to grow in Christ? Well, what if I told you that Christ has his particular way of growing you? Because the growth comes from him, and the growth is growing up into him. And a big part of what he has appointed for our growing up into the head is our truthing in love together. That the reason you and I don't want to be tossed to and fro, one of the reasons that you and I don't want to be carried about with every wind of doctrine, but we want to have stable and sharpening, improving theology according to the Bible, is because this is how Jesus grows us, and this is how Jesus uses us in our brother's life, our brother whom he has made us to love with his own love for him. And this is how Jesus grows our brother, is by all of us truthing together in love. And we will hear more about that together next week, Lord willing, in verse 16. Amen. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, how we thank you that you have given us not just your words on the pages of Scripture, for which we are so thankful to you, because you have exalted your word above all your name, as you say in the psalm, but that you have given to us yourself in your Son, who is the Word, who is God, and has been towards you from all eternity. And we ask that you would bless to us all of your means of grace that you have given us, particularly this afternoon as we've heard this portion of your word, that you'd bless to us the scriptures, that you'd bless to us our reading of that which was recorded by the apostles and prophets, that you would bless to us the preaching and teaching which was first done by evangelists, that you would bless to us the preaching and teaching of those pastor teachers whom you have set over us, and that you would help us, Lord, to be meditating upon your word day and night, so that we would be those who sharpen one another, who truth one another in love. Keep us, we pray, from all competition and all pride, and keep us from looking down upon each other with a censorious spirit. Keep us, we pray, from all of the other ways and reasons that we might speak or argue, but grant that it would be the love of Christ that drives our truthing, and that in this way you would grow each of us and really the whole body together up into him who is the head, even your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we ask it, and whose body in this place says, Amen.